Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm a POA for an elderly gentleman, and he got charged from this number twice on his credit card. And
Okay.
he doesn't remember or even know what he did.
Okay, can I have his area code, please? I mean his zip
His
code, I'm sorry.
zip code would be 53546.
Okay, can I have the first and last name, please?
Rodney Ross, RODNEY ROST.
Okay, could you please clarify that?
Hold on, your phone's really breaking up. Okay, it's okay now.
Could you please verify the address for me?
His address?
Yes, sir.
It's North Wright Road, Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay, so could you see, let me make sure I have the right name of the product.
What did he doesn't even know what he's 86 years old. He's in an assisted living place. And I ask him, I run all his finances, so I look at his credit card statement, and the only we weren't going to give him the credit card because he does this kind of stuff all the time, and then he doesn't remember. So, but he wanted it to go to the store, and I said, just don't use it online. And all of a sudden, I see two little charges, and then all of a sudden, now there's two more, but they're a lot more money for him.
Yes, just give me one second. I'm trying to pull up the account. So he ordered a mail enhancement on May 7th.
Yeah, was that the one? How much was that charge? Was 7.45 or 6.70 or 92.90 or
So
91.89?
it was actually one was the pumps and one was the mail enhancement. And so the small charges were the shipping and handling, and then the other charges were the full price of the item.
Yeah, how can we get rid of that? Can he cancel? He doesn't want that stuff. He does. He's 86 years old.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry, but the charges are valid since they were ordered, and you said that it was him and he put his address and things on there. So the problem was he was supposed to call back within the 14-day trial period in order to cancel the trial, and he wouldn't have been billed the $92.90 or $91.89. But I think he kind of forgot and didn't call back, so that's why it was billed to his account.
But it hasn't been 14 days, has it? He never, I mean,
From
he
the
didn't even know he got it.
Yeah, from the 7th to the 23rd. He was billed on the 23rd. He ordered it on the 7th.
So he got the stuff after that?
Yes, sir. So give me
When
one
did he
second to
get?
see. I'm gonna check on the shipping.
In both of it's like mail enhancement stuff?
Yes, sir. One is the pump and one is the mail enhancement. So, give me one second. May 12th. The
May
product was,
12th.
yes.
21. Both things would have been May 12th.
It's
Okay.
7:01 North Wright Road.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I got him that place. So I ordered him and then I got him the internet and then he wanted the credit card and then he does things like this. And he doesn't remember because his memory's there most of the time, but not all of the time. So then he slips and does stuff like this, and he should never do it. So then I froze his credit card so he doesn't do it again. But I thought that you guys would be reasonable because he's an old man with no memory.
Yes, sir. Well, I am sorry about that. It's just our policy. I understand that he forgot that he ordered it, but what I can do is, you said that you're going to take his card so he can't order anymore?
Yeah. Well, I already froze it online, and then I have to cancel it because the bank told me when I got it for him, if he does this kind of thing again, because he's done it before, something like this, and they would get rid of the charges somehow. And I didn't want to do that again, so I thought if I called you guys, it'd be more reasonable to if we could do it, and then if not, then I'll write the bank and tell them what happened and
so
see what they do.
I would hate for you to have to go to the bank to get it disputed. Give me 1 second. Let me see. Let me check real quick. So what I can do is give a 35% refund on the account so that you can stop from having to go to the bank.
Anything would help.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get that refund process. I will give you a refund number. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm almost done notating Mr. Frost's accounts, and I'll give you the refund number in just a second. Okay, so I do have that account noted. It is canceled, so he will not receive any more products or he will not be billed anymore. I also processed the 35% refund on the charges. Give me 1 second so I can give you the total of how much he'll actually get back. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so on the $91.89 charge, he'll be getting back $32.16. That's for one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to do the other one now. And then on the $92.90, he'll be getting back, give me 1 second, $32.51 for that charge.
Okay.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper to write down the refund number?
Yeah, I'm on a computer, so I'm typing it in as you're talking.
Okay. Give me 1 second to get the number processed for you. So I already sent both. I refunded the two charges already. The refund number is CS and Charlie 257-660-354.
Okay. And I'll see that on the refund.
Mm-hmm. That'll be your refund number.
All right.
Is there anything else I can do for this morning?
No, you tried. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Thank you for calling customer care.
Yep, bye-bye.